Stop 5. Trees. There is a board in front of you with samples of bark from different trees. Each kind of tree has its own unique bark patterns. Feel the different types of bark on the board. Red maple bark has thin, wide sections called plates. White ash bark has thin, high ridges and deep furrows that form the letters X and Y. Red oak has alternating smooth and rough patches. Musselwood is smooth and sinewy. In addition to their bark, trees can be identified by their branching patterns, the way that twigs grow out from the larger stem. Maple trees have an opposite branching pattern, as do ash, dogwood, and horse chestnut. These resemble the way our arms are positioned across from each other. Most other trees have alternate branching, which you can imagine as what it would look like if you were to stick out one arm and one leg. Can you find examples of each kind of branching around you at this stop? Turn to face the rope. Further down the trail, on the right, you may notice that the rope diverts to a tree about 15 feet from the trail, with a very wide base that quickly narrows as the trunk rises up. Some people call this the elephant tree because it broadens at the bottom and resembles an elephant's foot. An opening in the far side of the base leads to a hollow cavity that extends partway up the trunk. Larger trees, even when alive, will often have hollow places inside which provide dens or shelter for many different creatures, large and small. A large tree that has died but is still standing has a special name. Snags provide homes for many insects, birds, raccoons, and other creatures. Hollow snags also make instruments for woodpeckers to drum on, to advertise their territories to other birds and to call for mates. Look up and around to discover snags in this area. You may notice a small tree with smooth and sinewy bark. Musselwood is a small tree in the birch family and is also sometimes called ironwood or hornbeam. Its strong wood is too hard for general carpentry, but it has been used where strength is required, such as for piano mechanisms, cutting boards, and tool handles. Musselwood is found near, but not in, streams and wetlands, a sign that the forest is wetter in this spot.
Travel directions to stop 6. Continue for 35 posts to stop 6 at the bottom of the hill. There will be 2 short breaks in the rope. After roughly 10 posts, a brief right-hand spur will bring you close enough to touch the elephant tree. The main trail continues downward with the rope on your right. Near stop 6, the disc-shaped bead indicates stop 12 on the return trip, and an interruption in the rope just before stop 6 allows entry for a neighborhood access to the sanctuary. You are invited to sit on the bench just beyond the end of the rope.